In regions of Ukraine now under Russian occupation, local children have been subjected to intense efforts to convince them that their real national and cultural identity is not Ukrainian, but Russian. The result, for some, is a feeling that nowhere is home. Something similar may be happening in the United States. As school districts begin opening their doors to a new academic year, educators worry that many desks may sit empty. That's because immigration rates near schools have put parents in predominantly immigrant communities on edge. Our stories today from Ukraine and California chronicle a loss of innocence through fear, but also an antidote in rebuilding trust. It's Wednesday, August 13th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Forces made a sudden thrust into eastern Ukraine in a move that may be meant to pressure Kyiv as the United States and Russia prepare to meet in Alaska on Friday. Ukrainian President Zelensky said Russia wants a ceasefire deal to include Ukraine's retreat from the parts of Donetsk it still controls. Israel is talking with South Sudan about the possibility of resettling Palestinians from the Gaza Strip to the East African country, the Associated Press reports. Palestinians have long rejected any resettlement plans from what they see as their national homeland. Inflation held steady in July. Consumer prices rose 2.7% in July from a year earlier, according to data released today, the same as the previous month. The better-than-expected report caused stocks to rally. While uncertainty remains, President Trump's tariffs have so far not led to the level of inflation some economists predicted. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The U.S. already had a student absentee crisis. Then worries about potential ICE enforcement outside schools kept more children at home last spring. As a new school year begins, Los Angeles and other districts are adding bus routes and crisis managers to encourage all students to come to class. Jackie Valley reports from Las Vegas for The Monitor. In the United States, government regulation is often viewed as the enemy of innovation. But China's AI rise tells a different regulatory story, one that could shape the global race for AI dominance. Anne Scott Tyson reports from Suzhou, China, for The Monitor. As Beijing faces off against the United States over tariffs, President Donald Trump's latest trade maneuvers indicate his need to work out a deal and the leverage that China retains through its control of rare earth minerals. Laurent Belson reports for The Monitor. In Russian-controlled parts of Ukraine, a battle is on over national identity. Russia wants Ukrainians to feel Russian, and teens are the front line. Dominique Sogel reports from Kyiv, Ukraine, for The Monitor. New fashion, available fast and cheap, sounds great in isolation. But the faster the fashion, the more clothes ultimately end up as waste. France is reining in ultra-fast fashion giants like Temu and Shein, with other nations weighing their own moves. Erica Page reports for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on corruption cleanup in Albania. Strategically located on the Adriatic Sea, between Eastern and Western Europe, Albania is a small country. However, after the downfall of a repressive communist regime in the early 1990s, it gained an outsized reputation as a hub of organized crime and corruption. Getting a handle on international drug trafficking networks and pervasive graft at home has been a tall order, but pro-Western Prime Minister Edi Rama, at 6'7", reputedly the world's tallest leader, is proving up to the task. He decisively won a fourth term in May, riding on popular support for his cleanup campaign. Just last week, 10 suspected members of a cocaine and money laundering ring were arrested by SPAK, a specialized anti-corruption unit set up in 2019. In recent months, SPAK has also gone after senior public officials, including from Mr. Rama's governing Socialist Party. I have told all those around me that everyone must answer individually for any wrongdoing, Lemon reported Mr. Rama as saying last December. Polls show that 76% of Albanians support SPAK. For at least 2 years, an analyst told the national CNN affiliate, SPAK has been rising as the most trustworthy institution in the country on the promise of ending impunity. Combating crime and corruption and reforming the judicial system are key conditions for Albania's bid to join the European Union. The country joined NATO in 2009. Several EU member states have provided training, technology, and other support to help Albania make headway against clan-based mafia operations, as well as insidious everyday bribery. The EU is an amazing source of know-how when you want to build a functioning democratic state, Mr. Rama told an interviewer on Polish TV in May. Public education campaigns, such as the annual Week of Integrity, help raise awareness around business ethics and corruption prevention mechanisms. And digital access to government services is another key tool. Digital services reduce corruption by removing physical interaction, cutting queues, and creating transparency, the Albanian Minister of Public Administration and Anti-Corruption told a conference in June. With 95% of services now accessible online, Euronews reports Albania is also developing artificial intelligence-powered tools to improve government procurement processes. For Mr. Rama, joining with the democratic EU states is both an impetus to get rid of corruption and a way to preserve gains in honest government and business practices. For the first time, people linked to political power are being investigated, indicted, and convicted, he said on Polish TV. We need to make this irreversible, and that's why we need to enter the EU. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we can be confident that we are never walking alone, because God, good, is ever present. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Jingnang Pang.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.